and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
Oh, is it our 100th episode? That can't be right. I don't think so.
Is it our 100th episode?
Now that I said that, I don't think it is. Let me check. Hold on. Un momento, por favor.
Friend, we have a lot of episodes.
Yes, this is our 100th episode, Sarah.
Wow.
Because we did two seasons of 48, so that was 94. Four before we started this season. Oh no, wait, it's not our 100th episode. Hold on. We still have two more, so we're almost there.
Okay, all right.
This is 98.
This is 98. All right.
Scratch that. I'll delete that.
I was just like, dang, I was gonna plan something and whoops.
So in two episodes though, it is our 100th episode.
So, all right, we gotta start thinking about what we want to do for our 100th episode.
Yeah. So how's Sarah? How's it going? We didn't have to postpone or move the date this week.
I know. We didn't. I got out of work. And traffic wasn't that bad. However, I did almost die again.
That happens.
It's just this car. Okay, I was on the freeway. Everybody, like, the speed limit on the freeway here is 80. Okay. And in some places it's 85. But anyway, it's 80 where I am. And everybody around me is going 85 or 90 because it's the freeway, and I'm in the right-hand lane, and all of a sudden I notice, like, luckily I'm paying attention while I'm driving, and I see that the person ahead of me has slowed way, way down. And luckily I was able to stop because they were going 30 miles per hour because the car in front of them was limping. And I was just like, okay, no big deal. I, like, put on my flashers because I'm not going to be able to get over for a hot second. And I put on my flashers so nobody hits us. I do almost get rear-ended by a semi because, you know, we're limping along. And instead of pulling over at the exit, we're pulling off onto the shoulder where there was a shoulder. They were just still limping along, going 25 miles per hour on a stretch of road where it's 80.
That's dangerous.
People are driving 90. And, like, I'm sure that everybody knows this already, but if you don't, the biggest cause of accidents is not people speeding, but people going too slow in an area where people are, there's not a lot of stops. Like, there's not, you know, a stop sign or, you know, a light or something like that. So, like, on the freeway, you should not be, if you can't go over 30 miles per hour, you do not need to be on any highway at all, because at that point you are risking your life and the lives of the people around you.
Yep.
So I ended up having to call the police and be like, hey, just as an FYI, this car is they're limping along. I don't know what's going on with them, but they didn't pull over on the shoulder. They're just driving along. So anyway, I'm hoping that everybody made it to their destination safely. I did. I made it home safely, despite that. But
well, that's all that really matters, isn't it?
I was scared for a minute there. I was like, oh, this semi is going to crunch me. Like, oof. And there was nothing I could do about it because I couldn't speed up any faster to get around them because they're literally only going 25 to 30 miles per hour. There's no room for me to speed up to get around them and get out of the way. So basically it was just a situation where I was just like, okay, if I get hit, I get hit. There's not anything I can do. So but anyway, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Busy. It's busy here.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on, and I actually have a fun conversation that we can talk about, but I just lost what I was loading for some stupid reason. Anyways, so I do have, like, a list of things that I want to talk about. So first, I got a Google Nest learning thermostat. Love it.
Ooh.
So it's like a smart thermostat where you can set your temperatures, and, like, you can set it, and then you can also change it, like, in your phone whenever you're on the go. Loving it so far. I just got it yesterday and installed it yesterday. So I I'm starting to play around with it, and like when we're away, so it has this option where if you're away, it will set it to an eco mode, so it keeps it between a certain temperature range, and the temperature range that I have it set at is no lower than 50 but no higher than 80 degrees. And then whenever I get to like a certain area around here, I can when I get to a certain place, it picks up that I'm coming, and it will turn adjust the air temperature back to like what we prefer.
Love that.
So I'm excited to see how it works, because it'll be nice. And then what else? Let's see. TikTok taught me something interesting this week.
Oh yeah.
Did you know? Well, it's iPhone specific. So if you don't have an iPhone, sorry about it. But basically it taught me that the voice that you choose for Siri is the same voice that people hear whenever they call your voicemail.
Oh.
So if I send someone to my voicemail, they hear the same voice that I choose. So if I would have chosen something that was...
So like your Australian dude.
Yeah.
Is who I would hear if you sent me to voice. Oh, interesting. Okay. I like never call you.
No one should. I don't like people to call me.
I call you in emergency situations, and most of them involve me crying, I feel like. I feel like every time I call you, I'm usually crying.
Probably.
Because it's usually an emergency situation.
And that's really the only reason people should call me. Mm. Because I won't answer. I don't like to talk on the phone. Send me a text message. Send me an email. Send me a message somewhere that's not a phone call. Thank you very much.
I'm very
millennial when it comes to that, and I'm not apologetic about it. I will not apologize.
You know, I feel very similarly, to be honest. Just because I don't have the energy, I don't have the emotional energy to talk on the phone most of the time.
It's really not even about energy. Like, I would rather message you than talk to you. Don't call me. I don't want to call someone. Like, anytime there is an option to not call like a customer service line and I can just chat with them, I would much rather prefer that.
Oh yeah,
same. So much easier.
Same.
And then a couple of other things. So Chapel Rowan, I am obsessed with her music right now for some reason, and I know it's like jump on the bandwagon because she's blowing up right now, but
she really is.
That's part of the reason. I've been listening to her music every day for like the last couple, like the last week. Because it's fun. It's a lot of fun. She's a good singer. She has a great voice.
She does. I start every morning on my way to work with My Kink Is Karma by her.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my current musical obsession besides Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I'm just
not a huge Sabrina Carpenter fan. I do know there's one song that she does that sounds very similar to a Chapel Rowan song that is Please, Please, Please.
Yes.
They sound very similar in that song.
They do sound pretty similar. I agree. I love Sabrina Carpenter, and I am obsessed with her newest album. Like, if we want to talk music, I can tell you like four albums that I have in heavy rotation right now.
Okay. What are they?
So Chapel Rowan's, I have like, I've been playing like semi-constant. Sabrina Carpenter, her most recent album. Dua Lipa's most recent album. Hold on, let me do.
What? Do you play the whole album or do you play songs from the album?
Like, those are the albums that I'm playing the majority of the songs from. And then, what is the other one that I am just like currently dying over? Oh yeah, Megan Thee Stallion's newest album. I think it's just called Megan.
Possibly, I think so.
Yeah, her new album, Megan. Specifically, Boa and Mamushi and Hiss. I don't think Hiss is on the album, but like Hiss is one of the songs. I'm like,
ugh. Now I will say that there is. What was it? The new song or the new album, Brat by Charlie XCX. I think I just started listening to a song on the way home and I was like, I don't like this.
That's fair.
So I changed it. But I've been hearing so many things about it. And then I guess Kesha just came out with a new song at the same time that Katy Perry came out with a new song. And it was like, Katy Perry who?
I'm like, what?
Yeah. So it was funny. And then the other couple things that I was going to talk about, Biden's old. Is anyone not aware of that? Everyone knows he's old. I'm really tired of the media saying, oh, he's old. He's old.
Yeah, like we all fucking know.
Everyone knows Trump. He's old. And then the last thing I have is, well, there's a couple things, but the last thing that we can talk about, there's two. Ryan applied for a new job.
Woo.
And it is a wine, beer, and liquor store front, or no, not front associate, wine department manager.
Ooh, management.
So it's a full-time position. The only thing he's worried about is there's a portion of it that talks about having strong digital acumen and working on Microsoft Office, Excel, iPad, stuff like that. And he's like, I'm not super tech savvy, so I'm not sure how that's going to work, but I'm sure he can figure it out.
Yeah.
So he applied for a new job. And it's like a full-time job, so it has like a certain salary range, and it's a salaried position.
Right.
So he would have like a actual income, set income that's typical.
Right.
And it's like it's 60 to 70.
Insurance and all that jazz.
So it's like 60,000 a year. So that's nice.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It says 60 to 70,000. So
nice.
So that's nice. And then I also applied for a new job.
Oh, what?
But. And it's not because I don't love my job. I do. Well, I like the people I work with.
Right.
It's a new job, but it's still with Boston Scientific.
Okay.
And it's a hybrid position. So I would be working on site at least 3 days a week, and then I can work from home the rest of the time, which is kind of like what I do now anyway.
Right.
And I wouldn't have to move or anything, cause it's in, like, I can go to Minnesota if I wanted to, but it's also, there's the facility, the headquarters is in Marlboro, so I could technically move to Marlboro if I wanted to.
Oh, there you go.
But I could probably still just keep going to Quincy if I want to. But it is a principal learning and development specialist, generative AI. So I would be specifically working with digital competency in artificial intelligence technologies, fostering digital competence. So building like trainings that are building everyone else's information about or understanding of digital or AI.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. Hopefully it maybe turns into something. They ask for like a salary expectation, so I put something in. I don't really like to put stuff in there whenever that's an option, just because sometimes I may lowball it and then I screw myself out of more money, or sometimes I put in too much money and they're like, we can't compensate that. But we'll see. I did say it could be a discussion based on knowledge and what is the other thing? Well, education and experience. That's what I said. Because technically, I mean, I have a lot of, I have my master's in artificial intelligence. I have my master's in instructional design and technology. I'm going for my doctorate in education. So it's like, I do have education and I've worked for Boston Scientific since 2009. And in the current position I'm in as a training learning specialist since 2016. So I have the knowledge and the expertise. I just don't have the position. So we'll see. And I told my manager today and she was like, what am I going to do? I want you to go for it because I know you'd be great at it, but what am I going to do?
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said, so I wasn't going to apply for it because it was listed as a, what was it called? Defined term. So it was specified for a 6-month period, but they just updated it the other day and now it's a permanent position. And I'm like, I did a defined term when I moved to California. It was nice because I got to move to California and they paid for my housing and stuff while I was living in California. But I don't want to do a defined term again because I don't like the feeling I got at the end of it, where it was like, what am I going to do after this job is, like, after this defined term is over?
Right.
What am I going to do? I don't like that feeling. But then I looked yesterday and I saw that they had updated it. And then today I was on a call with a bunch of people and they confirmed that it was no longer a defined term position. So,
okay.
So we'll see. I will update if anything changes with that. And it's exciting. And then we'll see where it goes.
Sounds exciting. I am excited for you.
And the only other thing I have is, are we going to start watching Bones and then talking about it? Because I don't think either one of us has watched any Bones.
No, neither one of us has watched any Bones, despite talking about it. But yes.
I'm still trying to get Ryan to help me finish Veep because it's taking us so long to get through it. Mm. We're on season 4 now.
How many seasons are there?
7.
Oh.
Yeah, and he only lets us watch 2 episodes a day. I'm like, I need to get through it. I want to get through it. I want it to be done.
Can't you like have like a special day where you watch like 3 episodes instead of 2?
Sometimes I'm like, we're going to watch another episode and we end up watching 3 instead of 2.
Okay, there you go.
We do watch, I think the other day we watched 4 because we started watching it really early. But the days that he works late, it's like, I only want to watch 2.
Right. That's fair.
And then there's Drag Race All-Stars right now. It's getting ready to finish. And then next week, Drag Race Canada starts again. It's like Canada, it's not Canada versus the world, but it's like a weird, I don't know. They changed it now.
Fun.
We have other stuff to watch and I understand, but I'm like, I just want to binge the rest of it and get it done with. And he's like, I want to continue watching it at a slow pace so that I can continue to enjoy and consume it. I'm like, but I want to finish watching it because I want to see how it ends.
I get that. The president is going to be in town on Monday.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yup. If you lived in Austin, like I do, when you search Biden, the very first articles that come up are going to say, you know, expect traffic delays.
That makes sense.
On Monday. So that is all the information I have. People kept calling today asking, you know, oh,
is he gonna be?
And I'm just like, even if I did have information, I can't give it to you.
Yeah.
Like, I know as much as everybody else knows. Monday, he's gonna be in town, and that could literally change at any minute too.
That's true.
So I'm just like, okay.
I am super over, and I'm ready for this stupid November election to be done with. I'm hoping it goes the Democrat way because I don't know how the world's gonna be if it's the orange man. I am so freaked. This is the only one that I've ever been kind of freaked out about because it's been so like vocal about what he's planning on doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how more people don't have an issue with it.
No, I agree with you. I know that I will not survive a second term of Trump. Like I already know. So it's just a matter of trying to get my shit in order just in case. So I'm not leaving everybody with a mess.
Next Friday, Ryan and I are gonna go get our passports.
Nice.
So we're gonna go do that, which it's insanely expensive. It's like almost $400 for both of us. It's crazy. And I didn't realize that you had to send off your birth certificate.
Yep.
And then they send it back. That's insane. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
No, I know. And it can take like 6 months. So heaven forbid you have to do anything with your birth certificate during that time.
I don't think it said it takes 6 months. I think it said 6 to 8 weeks.
It can take 6 months.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought I said it can.
I think you did. But yeah, I think that was before, but they've kind of streamlined it a little bit more now. And it says it should typically take 6 to 8 weeks.
It helps that most of the paperwork you can fill out online. So then that makes it really easy just being able to like fill it out and then print it out. And
yeah.
Go from there.
Which we already did that. So we can just go to the post office here, get our picture taken, submit the paperwork. We have to sign it there. So we have to do it. I printed it out and I was like, we can't sign it yet. Because that's like always my first thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to sign it now. But it's like, it says, do not sign yet.
That one, you have to sign it in person. They have to witness
I just don't understand why there's not like every state has a location where you can go in, give them your paperwork. They can look at it and say, okay, check. Here you go. I still, okay. Yeah. Print it off and or mail it to me. But why do I have to send you my birth certificate? And then if you lose it, I have to pay to get a new one again.
Yeah.
And then jump through all those hoops to get a new one. So it's like, how is that okay? You're screwing it up. I have to fix it if that happens. I don't understand. It's 2024. I should just be able to scan in everything. You should be able to look at it and say, okay, cool. Or like I said, I'm going to the post office. Can you not just give one of the people from the post office the authority to look at it, say, yep, it looks good, cool. They've submitted it. Everything checks out. Here's their paperwork. Finish it and complete the, send the passport to them. I don't understand why it's not a thing anymore.
I don't understand either, to be honest.
It's insanely annoying.
It is. I also think it's really annoying that if you want to speed up the process, you have to travel hundreds of miles to do so.
Yeah.
Because when I don't know where it is now, like in relation to where I am now, but the primary office when we lived in Indiana was in Chicago.
Yeah. And I think
Chicago's like 4+ hours away from where we live.
I want to say there's one in Boston for us.
So like yours is like a little closer.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for me, if it's in Houston, I'm having to drive 4+ hours to go to the actual office.
I also just don't understand why it costs so much. Like, why does it cost almost $200 for one person to get a passport?
I don't know. Maybe because of all the governmental checks you have to go through. Who knows?
Seems stupid. So the reason that I'm getting a passport is because we're supposed to travel to Costa Rica in October.
Love that.
Not Ryan and I. Me for work.
Right.
So we are going to a train the trainer session down in Costa Rica for the GROW program that we have, which is kind of like a developmental program for people. So we'll do that in the end of October. So we leave, we fly out on the 28th and we fly back on the 1st.
Nice.
Then we're staying there for 3 days. And then, well, we check in at the hotel on the 28th. We check out on the 1st.
Okay.
So it'll be my first time traveling internationally. Even though it's still kind of attached to the same country. It's not the same country, but it's attached to the continent. The same continent. We'll say that. But then Ryan and I, if we wanted to go to Canada for whatever reason, we're only like a 4-hour drive away from Canada.
That's true.
So we could just decide to take a weekend or I could take a week off and we could just drive up to Canada and go see Canada.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. I need to get a passport.
Yeah, because you're close to Mexico. You could go to Mexico.
Yeah, I could. I could literally drive to Mexico if I wanted to. But I gotta get a passport at some point. It's just expensive and my life has been shit, so I don't know.
Have you heard anything about the other interview you had?
No.
Have you called them?
No, I have not.
Well, there's your problem, Sarah. Maybe you should call them.
There's your leak, ma'am. I've been putting
I'm not a huge fan of leaks.
You know what? That's fair.
They're kind of a weird flavor.
They do have a very interesting flavor. I think for me, it's more of a texture thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're not bad.
You know what else I don't like? Fennel.
I don't like fennel either. And it's so funny that you brought that up because literally was just talking about that yesterday. It's one of the reasons I don't like a lot of sausages, especially Italian sausages, because they put a lot fennel of fennel seed in the meat.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, I don't. I cannot. It's not a flavor I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, do you want to look at some Reddit stuff?
Yeah, we can do that.
So in the document, I added some links to some stuff that we can take a look at and talk about.
Fantastic. I will go to the documents.
Anything else going on in your life?
Is anything else going on in my life? One of my Twitter mutuals published a book and I got the copy that I pre-ordered. Can't really see.
Oh, I think I saw this on Instagram. Did you post a picture on Instagram?
I did post a picture on Instagram. Yeah. Because I was very excited. So
it's exciting. I'm traveling back to Indiana in September.
Oh, yeah?
For Kristen's wedding.
Kristen's getting remarried?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thought I told you this already.
You did not tell me this. I would remember that.
She's getting married to, his name is Jay. So her last name will be Jackson now.
Why is this in the wrong drive? There we go. Good for her.
I just got rid of one because it was stupid when I started reading it again.
Oh, okay.
So there's only four, which is fine. We can talk through four of them.
For sure.
I want to make sure I get the last one. So I'm going to do the the second one. So you can do the first one.
Okay, wait. I'm doing the first one.
It's called I Lied to Get My Current Job and It Pays Really Well.
Oh, I wish I could lie to get a job. All right. Whoa, my thing decided to start running down the line. All right, I, 38 female, lied on my resume to land a job I wasn't qualified for. The initial interview went smoother than expected. My fabricated qualifications seemed to impress them. Before I knew it, I was advancing to the next round. The job offer came and I accepted despite the sinking feeling in my gut. As I stepped into the role, reality hit me hard. I was drowning in tasks I had no idea how to handle. Panic set in as I struggled to keep up with the demands of the job. I sought help online, connecting with others in similar positions who generously shared their expertise. Day by day, I learned the ropes through trial and error. Slowly, I started to grasp the intricacies of the job. Wow. Can't read. The feeling of being overshadowed began to fade as my confidence grew. I persevered, determined to prove myself worthy of the position. 15 years have passed since that fateful decision. I am now a master at my job, a testament to resilience and hard work. The lie that got me in the door has transformed into a success story of perseverance and growth. A part of me is very proud of what I've been able to accomplish, while the other side is disgusted with me for cutting corners. I've never told anyone besides my husband, and he even told me he doesn't believe I really did that. Edit. I'm a senior fraud analyst now. Started off in collections and insurance disputes. Edit 2. I used a computer and pressed tab when typing this post originally. The scroll bar reading format is now fixed.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Read that part.
Also, that brings me to my other thing that I was going to talk about. I have been getting so many of these like claims adjusters videos on TikTok.
Yes, you mentioned that.
And I love it. It's hilarious.
I mean, you know, as long as you love it.
But about this, I don't think that's that bad. I mean, yeah, it kind of sucks that you were drowning at the first part of it, but it sounds like you stuck in there and you learned what you needed to. And if you are now a senior fraud analyst, it sounds like you know what you're doing, and it's been 15 years. So,
I mean, how else are you going to know what fraud is if you're not one yourself?
Fake it until you become it. It's what I don't remember who said it, but someone said that and it was like a very good statement. Let me see if I can figure out who said it. Instead of fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Oh, I don't know. I was reading this other article that's going to be mine to read.
Oh, fake it until you become it. Amy Cuddy. It was a TED talk that I've actually listened to before, now that I think about it. Yeah. So did you have any more input about lying to get the job that you want?
I actually, in today's world, I don't care as much. As long as you're able to do your job.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not like I've seen some people where they're like, oh, I said that I could speak Spanish and I applied for a job where I'm translating. And it's like, I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that. And don't do something like, you know, don't apply to be a doctor, you know, that kind of thing.
If it doesn't cause issues that are like groundbreaking issues or you're detrimental to someone else, or the potential to hurt someone, then as long as it's like not a crazy lie, I don't see the problem with it. When it starts getting like, oh, I have 15 years of experience removing people's legs.
Yeah.
That might be kind of questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Or like I worked at not a salon, but like a, what are they called? A spa where we did Botox injections. I've done that for multiple years, but it's like, no, don't say you've done that. And even if you have, it's still not okay. You should be a doctor or at least a certified nurse.
Yeah, agreed.
So the one that I have is, am I the asshole for refusing to waive my alimony because my ex-husband has cancer and can't afford it? My ex-husband, 56 male, and I, 52 female, got divorced because of his infidelity. He married his affair partner. She was a prostitute 20 years younger than me. As part of our prenuptial agreement, we had agreed I would receive alimony for being a stay-at-home mom. I was a stay-at-home mom for my entire marriage. We had three daughters. We never had a problem with paying. He never had a problem with paying alimony after our divorce. We had to be friendly to maintain a good co-parenting relationship. My daughters were very hurt in the beginning, but learned to forgive my husband and his wife. They make TikToks with her all the time now. He ended up getting cancer, and because he became a big spender and had recently started his own business, bills have been very hard on him. He and his wife asked if I could waive my alimony payments for at least for a little while so that he could pay for his cancer treatments. I see no reason why they can't downgrade their quality of life. They live in a multi-million dollar house, and his wife is decked out in designer clothes and has a face full of procedures. Jesus, she really doesn't like his wife.
Yes.
I told them no, and they have been pressing me to waive my alimony payments. They've even made my daughters bring it up. He called me cold-hearted and said that he had been good to me, in quotations, and would have helped me out if I was going through a hard time. Am I the asshole? Edit. He has early stage thyroid cancer. It's very treatable. He's not going to die. This is from 2 hours ago.
Damn. I
have two opinions, but go ahead.
I mean, I have opinions. I also have a bruise, apparently. Here's the thing, is that I understand where she's coming from of like, you know, they already have a ton of money. You know, why do I have to, you know, live differently when they're not going to have to, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, I kind of see that, but then at the same time, I'm kind of like, man, like he has cancer, like give him a break.
Yeah. So my thing is, I would have to know, does she work and can she survive without the alimony payments? So if she can survive without the alimony payments, yeah, she's an asshole because he's paying for his cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. So he needs that extra money to pay for his cancer treatments. If she doesn't work, I mean, my first question is, can you not work? Like, what's the reason you don't work other than he's been paying for it for your marriage? Like, I get that. But you're an adult. You should be able to pay for yourself. So that's not really a good enough reason for me. And the fact it doesn't, I mean, regardless of how they live, that's their life. I get that you, like, just because you can't have the same thing and they live that life, yeah, they can downgrade, but they don't have to if you could get a job and start paying your own way. Like, it sounds like her children are old enough that she doesn't have to be paying for, like, there shouldn't be any child support. So her children are old enough that they don't live, like, she doesn't have to pay for them. So there's no child support necessary. So I don't understand why alimony is a thing if they don't have kids, and two, if their kids are old enough that they can pay for themselves.
Alimony has nothing to do with children.
Well, I know that, but I don't understand the reason behind alimony.
Okay, so the reason for alimony is from a time when women weren't allowed to work. So if a man divorces a woman who's making less money than him, yeah, where his income takes up the primary, he pays her so that she can continue to live, essentially. So, for example, if Donnie and I would ever actually get divorced, threatened him, I'm working on it. Anyway, I could technically sue Donnie for alimony because where we are currently in our marriage, he makes more money than I do. He has a steadier income and I don't, which means I could petition for him to have to help me survive, which I should anyway, because he's an asshole and I paid for him for 8 years. But anyway, beside the point. But that's why alimony exists. Is it literally because women weren't allowed to work? And especially if a man makes way more money than the woman, or, you know, if a man makes way more money than another man, like, a man could sue for alimony as well.
Yeah.
And men do sue women for alimony in vice versa situations.
Yeah, I don't understand the reasoning behind alimony. I think it's stupid. I don't think she's the asshole, but I could see where she could be the asshole if she doesn't work at all. And she's just, like, even saying, I don't know. It's a stupid situation. I do, the person, like, oh, well, dicks out for Harambe.
Oh my God.
Is their username. But they're deemed an asshole aficionado. So they say not the asshole. that they live above their means isn't your problem. They asked and you said no. They should have been it. Oh, that should have been it. But here's what where I really feel you're at fault. They keep harping you after saying no. Then they try to use the kids. That's a serious low thing to do. Then he calls you names and says how good he's been to you after he cheated and it led to a divorce. The alimony isn't being good. That's court mandated. He would have helped me out, right? That's easy to say now. He didn't help you out when he helped himself to another woman. If they really had a money crunch, they could probably sell cars or a house or take a loan against the house, which they would pay back. I don't agree with that one because probably more than likely they're upside down in all their house and their homes, especially if you started a business. So they probably couldn't to save money. And that's one of the things. They're probably more than likely living above their means is one of the issues. And they shouldn't have done it, but now they're kind of in a bind where they can't get rid of anything because if they do, they owe too much money on what they do have. I don't know. I mean, I think, again, it really depends. I don't think I'm kind of stuck in the middle either way. She's kind of the asshole if she could get a job and just pay for herself. But if she doesn't have the skills to work in a place where she can afford to live her own, then or live the life that she currently has, then yeah, I could understand where it's like, no, you've been paying for me. I stayed at home. I didn't go to school to get a degree or anything. Mm-hmm. So this is the life that I'm used to and I should have because you told me it was just because you fooled around with someone and decided to divorce. Then that's on you. You still have to pay my way.
Yeah.
Maybe get married. Find someone new.
You know, that as well. That as well. Okay. Our next one. My boyfriend tested positive for chlamydia and swears he never cheated. My boyfriend tested positive for chlamydia while I am still waiting my test results. I've never been with anyone else other than him. He claims he hasn't had sex with anyone else since we've got together about 6 years ago and thinks that maybe he's had it for years. Although I was tested about a year ago and everything was clean. I don't know what to think or what to do. I want to believe him, but I also just don't know. I give people too many chances and this might be one of them for not walking away right away. I know false positives are possible, but very rare and probably isn't that. I just don't know what to do. Wait and see if my result is positive too. IDK, I need some advice. And then it says, would like to clarify, in my area, doctors recommended STD testing quite regularly, especially when sexually active. I had multiple doctors ask me to take one while I was in a relationship, and I did it because why not? They're recommending it, and it's not going to hurt. He did not go out of his way just to get a test. He went in for a different issue, and they recommended having testing done, as well as he hasn't had any since high school. So let's look up chlamydia.
I mean, first of all, it's an STI, not an STD.
Yes, correct. All right. So,
and there was like this whole trope around, oh, you can get chlamydia from sitting, like if you sit on a toilet seat that somebody else used and they had chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind
of, that's not true.
Yeah, that's definitely not true. Okay. I am kind of wondering, is it kind of like herpes where if there's no flare up happening at that time, it's not transmittable.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out like how chlamydia works. So how long can you have chlamydia? Being tested means you can be treated, blah, 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 blah. Chlamydia can live in the body for weeks, months, or even years without being detected.
Yeah.
But this says, like, if you're not getting treatment, like, if you're not getting regularly tested, you might not necessarily know. But normally you would have symptoms within like 2 to 14 days after infection. But technically speaking, you can have it in your body for years without any symptoms. And without knowing it. And if he hasn't been tested since high school, then that makes sense. So, I mean, I would say it's up to whether or not she trusts him.
And then from the website catchtheanswer.gov, well, catchtheanswers.utah.gov. I don't know that I trust anything from Utah. It says, if your partner has gonorrhea or chlamydia, it is possible to have unprotected sex and not get these, or is it possible to have unprotected sex and not get these infections? It says, while it is possible to have a vaginal or oral or anal sex with an infected person and not get infected, it's unlikely. So it's unlikely that you wouldn't get infected. Seven myths for chlamydia from freetest.me. Your body will just get rid of chlamydia on its own, just like when you catch a cold. Fact, your body is very unlikely to get rid of chlamydia on its own. This myth can be a dangerous one. It's very rare that your immune system will be able to tackle chlamydia on its own and cure you if it cure you of it by itself. If it is detected early enough, chlamydia can be treated with antibiotics. If you don't get treated for chlamydia, it could develop into something more very nasty. Untreated chlamydia can result in pelvic inflammatory disease in women, which can cause infertility and a higher risk of ectopic pregnancy and epididymitis. That hurt.
It sounded like it hurts.
Epididymitis.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. And infertility in men too. So what is epididymitis?
Anyway, what we've learned here today.
It's an inflammation of the coiled tube called the epididymitis. That's a really hard word to say. At the back of the testicle.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's entirely possible that he did get chlamydia from way back when and didn't know it.
Yeah.
It all comes down to if your first thought is to not believe your partner.
Then there's probably more going on.
Then there's probably more going on there. Because, like, I know that if it was my partner and if I, like, they told me, hey, I have this STI, I would be like, oh, okay. And they're like, I haven't slept with anybody else. It's just us. And I would be like, oh, okay, cool.
I mean, my question is, how else would you get it?
Like, I mean, if it's been living in your body for a while, like.
Because one of the myths is the thing that I talked about with getting chlamydia from a toilet seat. Mm-hmm. And this one says, the site says, even though this one seems like it could be true, it's not. The bacteria that causes chlamydia doesn't last very, wait, the bacteria that cause don't last very well outside the human body. So it's doubtful that they would have survived long enough on the loo seat. Oh, so it's probably British for you to pick up an infection when you sit down.
Okay.
I guess so, it says doubtful. So it's not 100%.
But like that's living outside the body.
Yeah.
You can live inside the body for years without expressing itself.
Right. That's true.
So, like, I mean, the only way to get chlamydia is to have sex. But that doesn't mean that he cheated because he could have gotten it before he met her if he was sexually active before they got together. So.
And it says, if you use a condom correctly every time from start to finish, you'll greatly reduce your risk of catching chlamydia. To reduce the risk even further, you should think about getting tested before becoming intimate with a new partner. Mm-hmm. So this is your call of action, people. Get tested.
Yep. This is why testing is important. Oh, speaking of, I need to get retested.
I just did because I have my prep.
Yeah, yeah.
And they test every 3 months.
Oh, dang.
So I have to prick my finger, do a swabby swab, another swabby swab.
Yep, yep, yep.
And pee into a cup.
All the swabby swabs.
And then the last one. So did you have anything else before we move on?
No.
Okay. The last one is told a customer to fuck off. And this is from r/Walmart. So be fun on this one. And it says, I was off the clock, grocery bag in my hand. I'm in my ACCTL uniform. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
No badge, no name badge, backpack on. I was clearly going home. Older gentleman stops me on my way out of the door and asks, do you work here? I've got a question. I inform this customer that I'm off the clock and another associate can help him Another associate can help as I point and to said associate mere feet away. I continue to walk and I hear, kiss my ass. So I do what any sensible person would do. And flip him the bird and promptly tell him to tell the asshole to fuck off. And then everyone clapped at least they should have. Oh, okay. So they didn't clap. I was going to say that doesn't sound actual real. I mean, cool. Good for you. Why are you bragging about it? Right. I call people an asshole all the time, but I guess I don't work in customer service.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different working in customer service.
Ugh. But that's part of the reason I don't work in customer service, because I can't be nice to people when they're being rude to me.
It's difficult for sure. It is hard to do.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's a song.
It is a song.
I don't know what ACCTL uniform is. What does that mean?
I don't know either. Good for you, I guess. There are definitely customers that I've had that I wanted to tell them to fuck off. I can think of one right off the top of my head. Don't even have to strain. I would still like to tell her to fuck off. I probably would now because I don't work there anymore. But anyway. But yeah, I don't. The dude was an asshole. The customer was an asshole too. So whatever. A bunch of people congratulating him in the comments section though.
Team leader, I guess, is what TL is. Oh, auto care center team leader. Got it. Okay. That makes more sense. I mean, I wouldn't applaud him because I think even though you're not working, you still have to be polite. Like, I would have maybe walked him over to the associate and said, I'm not working right now, but this associate can help you because I don't have access to more than likely, I wouldn't be able to help you. Mm-hmm. So I would have approached the situation differently than just saying, I'm not on the clock. I may have walked him over to the person and said, this associate can help you. I'm not working right now. But that right. being said, it is kind of rude for someone to say, hey, you work here, help me.
Right.
And then just expect, even if they aren't working at the time, to be helped. And it kind of, so I've never really had this situation, but I've heard of people, especially if they're at Target and they're wearing a red shirt, because now it's like people that work at Target, they don't have to wear the tan pants anymore. They can wear, they just have to wear a red shirt and blue like jeans and stuff, or tan pants or whatever. So I've heard of someone walking up to someone and asking them a question, but they're like, I don't work here. Yeah. Again, never had that situation happen myself.
Oh, I've had that happen to me multiple times where people do you work here?
You do have that face that I'm an associate at this place.
What does that mean? a minute.
You're approachable.
I'm approachable.
And I put that in air quotes just for the people listening. Ugh. You're approachable, Sarah.
Approachable. Oh my God. Gross. But anyway.
But that was all I had. Okay. We also didn't get to record. So we were supposed to record with 1-0 podcast this Tuesday, but we couldn't because Sarah was having internet issues. One of the hosts of 1-0 podcast was having internet issues as well.
Yep.
So we postponed our recording with 1-0 podcast until next Tuesday. And I don't think it comes out until the end of the month anyway. Yeah. I think it's like July 29th is when Amanda said it would be coming out. So
okay, cool.
We will see.
Any exciting plans for the weekend?
I do not. I have a school paper I need to do. It's like a 3-page paper that I have to write. And then some discussion board posts. Other than that, I don't really have anything planned. But after this, I'm going to go make dinner because I'm hungry and I haven't eaten yet.
I'm also hungry.
Other than that, nothing going on. I'm a boring person. It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
It was raining earlier today. We're still getting some rain and stuff left over from Beryl, I guess.
A weird name.
Right. I'm like, okay. Not a name I would have chosen, but nobody asked me, I guess. I don't have any plans for this weekend, to be honest.
Are you working?
I'm working, yeah. That's about it. Planning on doing some driving for Uber Eats. And
I was gonna ask if you've been driving for Uber Eats.
I've been driving, yeah. Not as much as I would, I guess, but I have been driving off and on. But it's really not worth it, honestly. Like, it's worth it enough that I notice when it when I don't have that money.
Yeah, I think you've said that before. Yeah,
but like otherwise, it's really not worth it. It's just a waste of my gas and my time. But I don't really have any other options, so here we are. But I mean, if anybody wants me to be their sugar baby with no sugar. Hit me up.
if anyone wants her to be here, if anyone wants Sarah to be their sugar baby or sucralose baby, she can.
Sucralose baby.
Sarah can do that.
Your sucralose. Sweet low baby.
Your sugar alcohol baby.
I'm down. I'm down. But it's, like, if anybody sugar, wants me just to like spend their money for them,
it's sugar alcohol because it evaporates before anything happens.
Pretty much. Exactly that.
Oh, geez.
I'm free. I'm open. I'm willing.
She's open.
I'm open. Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, you ready to call it a podcast?
Yes. I'm getting hungry.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. And if you would, please leave us a review and if you would, please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help the podcast grow and help us get out to more people. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we are not in the search, then we do not post on that platform. That was terrible too. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a review. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm done.
We're having a time here.
If there is a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. This will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, thanks. Oh, Jesus, I can't even say that right. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, you go eat something and go to bed.
Sarah, have a great weekend. I'm gonna go to bed.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Where's the button?